do you want me to do a translation too, or what do you say?
It's up to you. Okay, I'll try my best. Okay.
You try your best. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I give you some background for the Psalm chapter 22 first.
首先给大家谈一谈诗篇22篇的背景。
And when Jesus cried out in Matthew chapter 23, would you turn to it? Matthew chapter 23.
我们耶稣在马太福音23章的时候,
when he was hung on the cross,
他被钉在十字架上的时候,
the fourth saying, the fourth saying,
第四句话, 第四节,
Matthew chapter 27, 马太, verse 46.
马太福音27章46节,
from noon until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land, in verse 45.
约在伸出耶稣大声的喊从午正到伸出, 遍地都黑暗了。
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
约在伸出,
Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
耶稣大声喊着说,
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
And I want you to fully understand why Jesus is saying what he's saying.
我要大家清楚地明白耶稣为什么这么说。
When he mentioned it on the cross,
当他在十字架上说到,
that is in fulfillment in what is written in Psalm chapter 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me?
这就是要完成诗篇22篇里面所说的话。神啊，你为什么要离弃我？
And then I would like you to turn to Gospel of John, chapter 12.
下面请大家翻到约翰福音12章。
Verse 49.
49节。
For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it.
因为我没有凭着自己讲, 唯有差我来的父已经给我命令, 叫我说什么, 讲什么。
So if you put all these Bible verses together,
如果把这些所有的经文放在一起的话,
Matthew chapter 27, verse 46,
马太福音27章46节,
he said that, my Father, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
And then Jesus said,
耶稣还说,
in Gospel of John chapter 12, verse 49, I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say.
然后约翰福音12章49节说, 我没有凭着自己讲, 唯有差我来的父已经给我命令, 叫我说什么讲什么。
So it is God who want him to say that.
是神叫他说这些话。
So Moses, can you tell me why he say that?
他说,
has to have a reason.
说, Moses, 你能不能告诉我他为什么说,
so when you read Psalm 22, when you read Matthew chapter 27, why he say what he's saying? You don't know?
The God and human being, when Jesus, all the being, all the human coming being, when Jesus took it. And that's why the Father did him at that point in time. Because that's where
那斯蒂芬讲说，是因为人所有的罪都归在耶稣的身上，那么这是为什么？
So what did Jesus say in Matthew chapter in Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 49?
在约翰福音
everything that he say
约翰福音十二章四十九节
is what the Father want him to say.
耶稣说上帝叫我说什么，他说什么。
And I think
我认为
So Hannah, do you know the reason why he's saying what he's saying other than what Stephen saying?The Father commanded him to say. So, if the Father commanded him to say, what's the purpose of it? Why he say what he's saying?
神让他说这么说，他的目的是什么？为什么让他这样说？
He want the whole world to know that.
他要整个世界都知道。
He did it.
他确实如此。
He obeyed God.
耶稣按照神的话去做。
Don't you know on earth?We say a lot of things. We please the Father.
我们都知道，在世界上，我们说很多不讨神喜悦的话。
Don't you know a lot of things that we did, we say?
大家都知道，我们做很多的事情，说很多的话。
We feel regret later on in life.
我们觉得是在生活中是正确的。
On his fourth say, he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他说在神哪、啊、神哪、啊、为什么离弃我
No one in the Bible other than Matthew chapter 27 and Mark chapter 15 mentioned that my God, why have you forsaken me in the entire Bible other than Psalm chapter 22 verse 1 Psalm was written by King David, right?
在除了约翰福音二十七章和马太福音
no,
马太福音二十七章马可福音十二章和
马可福音十五章
十五章和诗篇二十二篇以外没有地方讲过说神你为什么离弃我
And I strongly believe that he mentioned this word is to save his own people people of Israel because until now people of IsraelDo not believe Jesus is the Messiah.
我坚信耶稣这样说是为了拯救他的本族的人，就是以色列人。因为时到今日，以色列人还不认为耶稣是救世主。
Messiah is the anointed one.
救世主是受膏的人，受膏者。
And he is so filled with the Holy Spirit.
他充满了圣灵。
He is so filled with the Word of God.
他充满了神的话语。
When he spoke the word of God.
他讲话的时候，在讲神的话。
He spoke what the Father want him to say.
他讲神要他说的话。
So that the people of Israel.
所以以色列的人民。
The people of Israel they do not read New Testament.
以色列人不读新约圣经。
They only read 39 books that's written in the Old Testament.
他们只读旧约的39卷书。
When they read Psalm 22,
他们读圣经诗篇二十二篇的时候
，He didn't know who he is.
他不知道他是谁。
A lot of people think that this is what King David said.
很多人认为这是大卫王所说的。
But if you study in detail,
如果你详细研究查考的话
，King David did not go through all the pain that is written in Psalm chapter 22.
对，大卫王并没有像诗篇二十二篇所说。经历那么多的痛苦。
King David has seen how Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and what he is going to say.
那么大卫并不知道那大卫怎么讲 ？Sorry，
大卫因为查考圣经，他知道耶稣基督在十字架上会讲这句说话。
Okay.
我的神，我的神，为什么离开我 ？This is not my imagination.
这不是我的幻想。
This is what is written in first chapter, first Peter chapter 1, second Peter chapter 1, all those people who write the Bible, because they seen it, they examine what is within their heart, they examine the Holy Spirit that's within their heart, they see what you have done, what you have not seen. Okay? So they write it down.
这不是我设想的，这是在彼得前书后书的第一章都提到了。
It is not David, King David's personal experience.
这不是大卫王的个人经历。
So I prove it to you.
我向你证明。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
到彼得前书一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Verse 10, concerning this salvation.
第十节。
Could you let me read that first, and then you just read it, the Chinese one.
Okay.
Concerning this salvation, the prophet who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intensely and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glory that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that has now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, even angels long to look into this thing. I want you to write that down. 1 Peter chapter 1, 10 to 12. You write it in Psalm 22, verse 1.
大家在诗篇22篇第一节写，把这个彼得前书一章十到十二节把它写上。那下面我念一下。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察了他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指的什么时候并怎样的时候，他们得了启示，知道他所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿详细查看这些事。
Brother and sister, the Apostle Peter write the first Peter is to the Jewish people.
众弟兄姐妹，使徒彼得写彼得前书是给他的犹太人写的。
And when King David examined within his own heart the Spirit of Christ, how Jesus Christ was crucified and what did he say, so that later on, when Jesus said the same thing, then we know this is the Messiah.
那么当大卫王在他心里查考这个耶稣是如何在十字架上死的时候，他就向大家证明这就是救世主，他就是救世主。
King David testified for the Messiah.
大卫王为救世主作证。
He knew that the Messiah, when he was on the cross, he will say, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为他也证明说，救世主在十字架上被钉的时候说，神哪，神哪，你为什么离弃我？
No one on earth have ever said thing like that.
没有人在这个世界上说过这个话。
That is recorded in the Bible.
这已经记录在圣经里面。
Not in the Old Testament.
不是在旧约里面。
It's only Psalm chapter 22 verse 1.
只是在旧约圣经诗篇22篇的第一节。
The fourth gospel talk about the seventh saying of Jesus Christ when he was hung on the cross.
那么这个有这个圣经写到在
四福音里面，
四福音母里面 ，OK， yeah， OK， 写到了这个耶稣钉十字架的时候。
四福音里面写了耶稣基督在十字架上讲了七句说话，只有马太和马可讲耶稣基督一句说话，特别是马太是犹太的使徒， 他讲的一句说法，十字架耶稣基督讲的七句说法，他只是将一句说法讲出来。OK？
Yeah.
这个就是 for 犹太人。So I want to make sure you understand that whatever Jesus said, he said it according to what the Father wants him to say, so that people know who he is.
So I want 大家知道，不管基督说的是什么，他都是说的神让他说的话，这要证明他是基督，他是救世主。
Let's take a look at the second thing that he has done.
我们看看耶稣做的第二件事情。
So he said the right thing, right?
他说的正确的话，正确的事情。
No one will misunderstand who he is.
没人会误解他是谁。
Johnny Walker, do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Tell me what did you learn? Johnny Walker, tell me. Next time, I would like you to read the scripture, okay? No accent, okay? You try, okay? Now tell me what have you learned today? Psalm 22, verse 1. So who he was then?
He's the Messiah.
He's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. Right?
Yeah. So,
so he did it. Okay.
牧师就问那个张你这个在诗篇二十二篇第一节说的是什么？他说这个告诉我们那个耶稣是谁？他是神的儿子，他也是救世主。嗯。
Let's hear the second thing he done it.
我们看一看他做的第二件事。
In verse 18.
在十八节。
So, the Bible say they divided my garment among them and cast lot for my clothing.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
And don't you know, Matthew mentioned about that?
大家知道马太提到了这件事。
Mentioned about that.
马可也提到了这件事。
Luke mentioned about that.
路加也提到过这件事。
But none of them is as good as Apostle John.
但他们讲的都没有使徒约翰讲的好。
So take a look at Apostle John.
我们看看使徒约翰是怎么写的。
Turn to Gospel of John,
到约翰福音，翻开约翰福音
，Chapter 19,
十九章
，Verse 23,
二十三节。
I want you to go home to compare.
我想大家，请大家回家去比较一下。
Whoever can explain the scripture clearly is the one who understand.The scripture.
谁能够把圣经解释的更清楚，就是他对圣经的理解是正确的。
Not Matthew.
不是马太。
Not Mark.
不是马可。
Not Dr. Luke.
也不是路加医生。
But it is Apostle John.
是使徒约翰。
And he is the beloved apostle.
他是可敬爱的使徒。
No wonder Jesus loved him.
不怪耶稣爱他。
I read that to you.
我给大家读一下。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
All the way to 24.
一直到二十四节。
19, 23 to 24, I want you to write that down to Psalm chapter 22, verse 18.
把约翰福音十九章二十三、二十四节写到诗篇二十一章、二十二章第一节上。
When the soldier crucified Jesus,They took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them. With the undergarment remaining, this garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they divided my garment among them and cast lot for my clothing.
约翰福音19章23节，兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的礼衣，这件礼衣原来没有缝，是上下一片织成的，他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要研究看谁得着，这要应验经上的话，他们分了我的外衣，为我的礼衣研究，兵丁果然做了这事。
Do you know why God used 12,000 people from each tribe of people? Israel total is 144,000 people to witness for God during the 7 years of tribulation.
那么大家知道为什么上帝用每个族12,000人，总共144,000人来见证七年的大灾难呢？
The Jewish people only read 39 books that is in the Old Testament.
那么犹太人只读旧约圣经的39卷书。
They are very familiar with what the scripture is saying in the Old Testament.
他们知道在旧约是说的是什么。
But they don't know who He is.
但他们不知道这个救世主是谁。
And that is what Jesus Christ has done.
这耶稣是就是做了什么？
No, I'm testing Johnny Walker then.
他说我要试试 Johnny.
Johnny Walker, I say this is what Jesus has done. How did he do it? Did he divide his garment?Who divided his garment, the Bible said?
The soldiers.
Don't tell.
The soldiers.
you cannot tell him, okay?
他说
He's an old man now.
他说
Grown up.
谁把这个
He's of age.
耶稣的衣服给分开了。
The soldier divided that, right?
他士兵
So based upon the description,
按照圣经
19:23 to 24 Gospel of John, how many soldiers?
他说有几个士兵来说这个事情。
If you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you don't know how many soldiers, but Apostle John mentioned how many? How many?
Four.
So how do you know four?
It says so.
Because four pieces, right? Each got one piece.
Yeah.他说有四个士兵，为什么知道是四个士兵？因为有四件衣服，分了四片。Okay.
And how come Pastor John say that Jesus did it?
那么为什么林牧师说是耶稣这样做的呢？
Who did it? Jesus didn't do it.
他说谁做的呢？
It's the four soldiers did it.
耶稣没这样做，是四个士兵做的。
And what else?
还有什么？
The four soldiers say, wow, the undergarment is good. It's one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear down. Because seamless.
士兵说
Do you know what?
这个礼衣好是缝成一片的。
Who picked your clothing today to wear for this occasion? You do it yourself. You just go to the closet. Okay, that's fit. Well, put it on. And then let's go, right?So you do as you please. But don't you know that day Jesus took the liberty not to take any garment, undergarment with sin. Okay? He took the garment, it's one piece. Because he know that. His garment will be cast lot, and then one people get it, all four.
他就讲，因为耶稣知道他的衣服会被研究，
even put on a cloak,
然后被一个士兵拿到。
On that special occasion, he did it. I want you to write that down.
这是
Psalm 22, verse 18.
诗篇二十二篇十八节。也是这么写的。
Psalm 22 verse 18.
诗篇二十二篇十八节。
You write that down. Psalm 40 verse 7 and 8.
诗篇四十篇七和八节。
Then I said,
我说
Here I am.
看到我来了。
I have come, it is written about me in the scroll.
我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
I desire to do your will, oh my God, your law is within my heart.
我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Jesus Christ know that.
耶稣知道。
That scripture, 22 verse 18, was prophesied.
诗篇二十二篇十八节已经有了预言。
Was prophesied by King David.
大卫王为他做了预言。
The soldier, four soldiers gonna divide his garment among them.
四个士兵会把他的外衣分每人分一片。
Jesus know that.
耶稣知道这件事。
Each one get one piece.
每个士兵会拿到一片。
But with the undergarment remaining, this undergarment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. No one wants to tear it out and divide it into four pieces. Because they say, let's not tear it. They said to one another, let's decide by Lord who will get it. And this happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they divided my garment among them.And cast lot for my clothing, so this is what the soldier did. It's what the soldier did. But Jesus himself picked the undergarment, seamless, woven together one piece, and he did it.
那么经上讲，这个士兵会分四片衣服，每人一片。但是内耶稣的里衣，因为是缝在一起的，是在一块的，他们会通过连接的方式，由一个人拿到。这个大卫王已经做了预言，耶稣也是这样也是这样做的呢。
我想就会问问大哥，你讲给我听用国语。耶稣基督做了什么东西？22章18节。
二十二章十八节，耶稣做了什么东西？
啊，分外衣不是他分啊，
他们
是。士兵分啊，
四个，
他做了什么东西呢？
做了预言 ，prophet。
他所以说做了，他没有做预言啊，哪里讲的做预言啊？你讲的东西我都不知道的。
大卫做的预言，大卫做的预言。
OK， 大卫做的预言啊，有声听啊。
啊，大卫做的预言。
大卫做个预言。大卫是看到，但没有讲到有多少兵丁。
Yeah.
David see that, but David didn't mention how many soldiers. No other apostle Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they don't mention how many soldiers. They just mention the soldier divided the garment.
大卫做了预言。
They don't explain why the undergarment has to cast lot, right? But John say that because seamless.Woven together in one piece. In other words, Jesus picked that garment to wear on that occasion. He can choose other garment too. If he choose other garment, then it will not be fulfilled.
那么，大卫做了预言，马可、马太和路加都没有说有几个士兵，只有约翰说的是有四个士兵，而且说耶稣选了一个礼衣，只是一件都。缝在一起的，他是为了证明这件事情。
我不知道他明不明，我要追究这件事情。
OK， 问你听没听明白？
你告诉我，我刚刚讲什么东西？用国语来讲。他不懂。
可能是我没翻译清楚，不是他不懂。
Okay,
我再讲一遍。OK，牧师讲说。 在这个在诗篇二十二篇第十八节，大卫做了预言，他们分耶稣的外衣，为他耶稣的里衣研究。但是马可、路加和马太都没有讲是几个人分他的外衣，也没有讲他这个里衣是怎么回事。那么其实只有使徒约翰把这事情讲清楚了，是有四个士兵，每人分了一片。然后呢，耶稣为了见证神给他这个死在十字架上这件事情，他特意选了一件有一片的织在一起的这个里衣。这个里衣呢是没有被分开，而是由这些个士兵们通过研究分给一个人。这件事情就是为了见证这个神的这个大能吧，应该是这样。不知道说对了没有啊？
Okay. Do you understand? You tell me in English then. What do you understand? I say Jesus did it. I say Jesus did it. How Jesus did it?No, he
one piece.
You add something that the Bible didn't say. He said Jesus chose to wear four pieces of clothing. No,
they were cut into four pieces.
Jesus did not choose to wear four pieces of, you know, the outer garment. Let's say this is the outer garment. Like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the outer garment.
Yeah.
When the soldiers see that, oh, because there's a seam, it's just tear in the seam, right?
Yeah.
That's the outer garment. But the inner garment.
Undergarment, yeah.
The undergarment is one piece, right? So this is the outer one. This is the undergarment, right? So what if Jesus changed them? The inner garment become outer garment be the inner garment.Then what happened?
Then the prophecy will not be fulfilled if that happened.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If God used you to do certain things, you better prepare. You don't know when He's going to use you. But if you're not prepared, you cannot witness for God.Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He did it. Right?
这耶稣做了这件事。
So I believe in the Bible is not superstition.
说圣经不是迷信。
I believe in the Bible because I studied diligently.
我相信圣经，因为我认真地学习了圣经。
I found out what is prophesied in Psalm chapter 22 verse 18 is fulfilled.In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 23 to 24.
我发现诗篇二十二篇十八节所做的预言，在约翰福音里面是实现了这个预言。
You understand? You understand too? Really? Okay.
好。
I go to point number three.
咱们讲第三部分。
Because he wear this garment so that the soldier take away his garment.
他穿着外衣，士兵把他的外衣拿走了。
So he got nothing on his body now, right?
他现在身上没有衣服。
So verse 17, he did it.
在十七节，他做了这件事。
He allowed the soldierTo crucify him on the ground in verse 15, the latter part of verse 15, God lay me in the dust of death.
那么在
he was crucified, he was lied down.
在十五节，他被钉了十字架，他也躺下面。他说：“我的精力枯干，如同瓦片；我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。你将我安置在死地的尘土中。”
It is God who laid Jesus Christ in the dust of death.
是上帝把耶稣基督安置在死地的尘土中。
And he knows that.
他知道。
It is God who allow it happen.
他知道是神让这件事发生的。
When his undergarment and outer garment was taken away from him, when he was lifted up on the cross,
当他的外衣和里衣都被拿走，被钉在十字架上的时候，
he said, "I can count all my bones."
他说，我可以数我的骨头。
And people stare and gloat over me.
他说，大家都在盯着我，看着我。
So he know that.
他知道。
He can be naked, right?
他是赤身裸体的。
Right?
他知道。
Can anyone tell me why he's willing to be lifted up?
大家知道我，有没有人能告诉我为什么耶稣愿意被钉到十字架上，被提起来钉到十字架上
？And when he was lifted up,
他被钉在十字架上的时候
，he can see his bone.
我们可以看到他的骨头。
All those people who stared at him can count the bones too.
大家都盯着他，看着他，能够数他的骨头。
That wasn't the experience of King David.
这不是大卫的经历。
That's the experience of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们主耶稣基督的经历，所亲身经历的。
I want you to write that down right beside verse 17.
我请大家在十七节旁边写下。
You write down Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10.
以赛亚五十三章十节。
The Bible said.
经文说。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush Jesus Christ and cause him to suffer.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
And though the Lord make his life a guilt offering,
耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
He will see his offspring and prolong his day, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
Everything that Jesus say, everything that Jesus put on his body, whether taken out or put it on, he did exactly what the Lord God want him to do.
耶稣说的每句话，他穿的每件衣服，他的衣服被脱走，被抢走以后，他的所有的一切都是神要他做的。
So I want you to write that down right beside verse 17.
我要请大家在十七节旁边写下。
You write down the Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
Chapter 4, verse 34.
四章三十四节。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
Whatever he say,
不管他说什么。
Whatever he wear,
不管他穿什么。
Whatever he do,
不管他做什么。
He know that it is the Lord's will to crush him.
他知道这是神的旨意。
He know that it is the Lord's will to pierce his hand and his feet.
这也是神的旨意，让他的手和脚被穿透。
He know that it is the Lord's will that he can be lifted up on high.
那么他也知道他会被抬高，提起来。
When he was hung on the cross in the dust, and he will be lifted up.
那么他被钉在十字架上，然后放在尘土的时候，以后他会被提升。
Why is he willing to do that?
他为什么愿意这样做呢？
Could you tell me the reason?
能不能告诉我为什么？
Friend?
He wants to fulfill the God's will.
To fulfill God's will? Of course, fulfill God's will. That's not insight. Okay? Of course, to fulfill God's will.
他完成神的愿。只彰显神的大能也 OK。
I want you to turn to Gospel of John.
请大家翻开约翰福音。
Chapter 12.
十二章。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
But when I am lifted up from the earth, lifted up from the earth is the Lord God the Father laid Jesus Christ down in the dust of the dead. In verse 15. Okay?
32节说, 我若从地上被举起来, 就是说神把他钉在石架上, 然后从放在尘土以后, 又把他举起来。
Verse 32 again. But I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, lifted up from the earth is lifted up from the dust of death. Okay? And will draw all men to myself. And he said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. How come he know that? Because he know that King David see that. King David prophesied. That is God's word. And he did exactly what God required him to do.
32节说, 我若从地上被举起来, 就要吸引万人来归我。 他为什么这样做呢? 为什么他这是为了实现这个大卫王的预言? 因为他知道这样会吸引万人来跟随他。
So what's the reason why he has to be lifted up?
So that he can attract all kinds of people to him.
Okay, that's good. Second reason.
他就说为什么要他要从死里面复活, 就是为了吸引万人到他那里去。
Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
So Jesus said,
耶稣说,
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. Chapter 8, verse 28. Gospel of John.
约翰福音, 八章28节。 所以耶稣说, 你们举起人子以后, 必知道我是基督, 并且知道我没有一件事是凭自己做的, 我说这些话, 乃是照着父所教训我的。
But do they know at that time?
他当时知道吗?
I don't think they understand.
他们这些人, 我不认为他们这些人知道。
The Gospel of John. Explain it very clearly.
但是,
why he has to be lifted up.
Yeah, 但是使徒约翰解释得很清楚, 为什么要相信这件事情。
And that's why Jesus said,
这是为什么基督说,
My food
我的食物,
is to do the will of him who sent me.
就是做神让我做的事。
And to finish it.
啊,
and to finish it.
啊, 然后呢, 完成这件事, yeah.
And that's why.
这是为什么?
In Gospel of John, chapter 19.
在约翰福音19章。
In the last saying.
在神最后的话。
Verse 30.
30节。
It is finished.
成了，说成了，耶稣说成了。
He done it.
Yeah, 他已经做了这件事。
And he finished it.
他这就是成了。
No one can misunderstood that. Oh, that must be King David. No, it's not King David.
到这里就没有人会有误解了，说是大卫王，不是大卫王，是耶稣。
It's the son of David. It's the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
是大卫的后代，也是救世主，弥赛亚，耶稣。
He did it.
他成了这件事。
And then verse 16.
60节, 60, okay. 16 or 60?
Verse 16 is Psalm 22, verse 16.
22篇16节.
Jesus know ahead of time.
耶稣知道我会有这样的经历。
They have pierced my hand and my feet.
他们扎了我的手,我的脚。
You write that down?
大家写下。
Right beside that?
在旁边。
In Psalm 40,
诗篇40篇,
verse 7 and 8,
7-8节,
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
Here I am,
我在这里,
I have come,
我到这里来,
it is written about me in the scroll,
在圣经里面已经写了我的事,
read the scripture,
okay.
read it accordingly.
Okay.
Okay?
那是我说,
Psalm 40, verse 7 and 8. I decide to do your will, oh my God, your law is within my heart.
第七节,
if you do not have the word of God within your heart, how can you do the will of God?
那是我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
He's willing to do it.
他愿意这样做。
When he finished it,
他也把它做成了。
He said, "It is finished."
他说成了。
Make sure, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们,
before we pass away,
在我们离世之前,
we can say what Jesus said.
我们可以说耶稣说的话成了。
It is finished.
成了。
Right beside it is finished.
就是说成了。
You write down 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章第一节， 大家记下来。
Paul said,
保罗说，
Follow my example.
效法我。
Because I follow the example of Jesus Christ.
就像我效法基督一样。
What is the example of Jesus Christ?
基督的榜样是什么呢？
You write that down.
他要写下来。
To know the will of God because God's law is within my heart.
就知道上帝的旨意在我的心里。
You have to know the will of God in your own life.
你要知道在你生命里面知道神的旨意。
And then you do the will of God.
你按照神的旨意去行。
You're willing to do it.
你愿意这样做。
You do it gladly.
你高兴地这样做。
Not by compulsion.
不是被强迫做。
You're eager to do it.
你是急切地去做这件事。
乐意去做。
乐意去做。
And then you lay down the example for other people to follow.
你也给别人做榜样， 让别人效法你。
So Jesus did it.
耶稣这样做了。
He not only say that my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it. He meant what he say in Gospel of John 19:30, chapter 19 verse 30. In his last saying, he say it is finished.
那么在约翰福音29章最31节的30节他说成了。
Do me a favor. 19:30.
19章30节。
You write down Gospel of John 4:34.
约翰福音4章34节。
My food is to do a will is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it.
说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意， 做成他的功。
Go ahead.
还有哥林多前书11章1节。
When Paul said that, follow me because I follow the example of Jesus Christ before he died, you know what he said? I have fought a good fight. I have run a race. And I have kept the faith.
提摩太后书4章6到8节。
So if I use one saying, it is finished. Brother and sister, make sure before you die, you know within your heart, it is finished.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 在我们离开这个世界之前， 我们一定要坚信或我们知道， 我们当做的事情做成了。
George, could you tell me what have you learned in this? God for us, okay? You know the will of God for us? Okay. So what's the will of God for you? Okay. Could you interpret?
牧师问赵艾斯，你学到了什么？他说我学到了上帝的意志。上帝要我们，那个牧师说，那么上帝的意志是什么？赵艾斯， what did you say about God's will?
Do you know the will of God in your own life, Johnny Walker? So what's the will of God in your life?
他问他说：“上帝在你生命里的意志是什么？”要善待人啊，帮助别人。
But that one doesn't put you to have eternal life, man.
他说这样不会让我得到永生。
Did you hear what Joy say? You don't? Joy say one more time. Believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ first.
这首先要相信耶稣基督，主耶稣基督。
And then to be kind to others.
然后呢，这个要善待别人，爱别人。
You read that to me in 1 John, chapter 3, verse 23. 1 John as close to a girl.
在约翰一书啊，
好。You read that out loud. What's the Lord will for you?Okay.
第二十三节，神的命令。
Believe in Jesus Christ first.
神的命令就是叫我们先。
Then you do good. That's the Lord's will.
就是神的命令，就是叫我们信他的儿子耶稣基督的名，并照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
So you don't put on some clothes that's offensive to other people.
你不会穿一些个让人讨厌的衣服。
Put on things that is.Represent who you are.
那么穿上衣服能够代表你是谁。
So when you say things,
如果你
you don't say things that offend people.
你说话的时候不会得罪人。
Say things that beneficial to those who hear you, so that they know you are children of God.
所以造就人的话，你是神的儿子。
Right? When you do something,
你在做事的时候
you do good.
你要做好事。
You don't do things to hurt other people.
你不会做伤害别人的事。
Because otherwise, people say, "Is that what Jesus wants you to do to me?" Right?
否则人们会说啊，耶稣就会让你这样对我们做这种事吗
？You understand what I'm trying to say?
明白我说的话吧
？So Jesus knew ahead of time it is God's will to crush him, according to Isaiah chapter 53, right?
按照以赛亚书五十三章，耶稣事先就知道神会让他这个受伤害 yeah,
right? He know that.
要压伤他。
He know that he gonna be pierced.
他也知道他的手和脚被扎伤。
He know that.
他知道。
Right? And he willing to do it.
他愿意这样做。
To prove to the whole world.
向整个世界证明。
Who he is.
他是谁。
You don't know who Jesus is.
如果你不知道耶稣是谁
I don't think you can come to heaven.
你不会，我不认为你会能够进入天国。
Make sure.
一定要保证。
You have high regard for His work. Both God's work, and His word.
神的功和神的话。
Write that down.Psalm 28:5. If you have no regard on God's word, no regard of what He's doing, you will be destroyed. You will not be built up. If you have high regard of what He has said, high regard of what He has done, He can lift you up. You're going to be built up. You can have salvation.
诗篇二十
know who Jesus Christ is.
诗篇二十八章第五节，我们要知道耶稣是谁。
I haven't seen any man like that.
我从来没有见过任何人像耶稣一样。
Okay. Even when he put on the clothes, he did it exactly what God wanted him to do.
甚至他穿的衣服都是神让他所做的，按照神的旨意去做的。
Say the right thing.
说正确的事。
Beneficial to those who hear.
啊，能够造就人。
Do the right thing.
做好做正确的事。
Beneficial to those who receive it.
与人有益。
So I keep going.
我继续讲。
What else did he do?
他还做了什么
？Psalm chapter 22.
诗篇二十二篇。
Chapter 22, verse 22.
二十二节。
The Bible say,
圣经说
I will declare your name to my brothers in the congregation, I will praise you.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
Jesus Christ said, I will declare your name to my brothers in the congregation, I will praise you.
耶稣说，我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
Write down.
写下。
Matthew.
马太。
Chapter 11.
十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 27.
27节。
All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子。除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
I want you to write that down.
我要大家写下来。
Who knows the Father? George, who knows the Father?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus knows who the Father is. Who else knows the Father?Whoever Jesus revealed, I want you to write that down.
牧师说谁认识父？答复说是耶稣基督和耶稣所愿意指示的人能够认识父。
I want you to write beside here. You write in this screen. You write down. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 2.
彼得二书，彼得后书三章，二节
I want you to recall the word spoken in the past by the Holy Prophet. That's the Old Testament. And I want you to recall the command given by our Lord Jesus Christ through your apostle. In other words, keep going. You read that.
他说，我叫你们纪念圣先知。预先所说的话，这个圣先知是在旧约里面，然后说主救主的和主救主的命令，应该这是新约里面的。
Remember the command given by our Lord Jesus Christ through your apostle.
那和救主的命令就是使徒所传给你们的。
So what does it really mean?In order to understand this, whatever the Holy Prophet say is from the Spirit of Christ. Whatever the Apostle write, the 27 books in the New Testament, is the command of God. In other words, if you do not believe in the Prophet, you do not believe in Jesus. If you do not believe in the Apostle, you do not believe in Jesus. If you don't read the Old Testament, you don't believe in Jesus.You don't read the New Testament, you don't believe Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
大家知不知道牧师所想要说的是什么？就是说，这段话的意思就是说，旧约的先知和新约的使徒，他们都是给耶稣基督做见证。你不相信旧约，你或者你不相信新约，你就不相信耶稣。所以说，旧约和新约都要看。
So if you believeIn what the apostles say, that means you believe in Jesus' command.
你想要相信使徒所说的话，就知道说耶稣是做主的。Come on, in command. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
If you believe in what the prophet said in the Old Testament, you believe in Jesus.
如果你相信旧约里先知所说的话，你会也会就要相信耶稣。
So we have to pray to God.
我们要向神祷告。
And help us not only to understand God's word.
帮助我们不但理解神的话语。
Not only understand God's name.
不但理解神的名。
神的名啊。
神的名。
神的什么？
名字。
名字。
Name. Yeah. 神的名。Yeah.
Psalm 22:22.
篇二十二篇二十二节。
I will declare your name to my brothers.
我要将你的名传与我的弟兄。
In the congregation, I will praise you.
在会中，我要赞美你。
And that is exactly what Jesus Christ has done.
耶稣就是这样做的。
Go to Gospel of John.
到约翰福音。
Chapter 17.
十七章。
Gospel of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world, and they were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
十六章第四节，应该是第四节，是吧？第六节。
十七章第六节。
啊，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
Those people who has the English Bible, you have to read the footnotes. I read that to you. I have revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world.And they were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
Okay, 读英文的圣经的要看看他们那个注释啊，又有详细的解释。
And then I want you also write that down.
还要请大家写下。
Verse 26, 17, Gospel of John. I have made your name known to them.And will continue to make your known in order make your known make your name known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them.
那么十七章二十六节，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
I want you to look at the footnotes, eh?
请大家看看的注释。
In verse 6, Greek is your name. Also in verse 26, I read that again. I read verse 6, I read verse 26 again, okay?
六节和二十六节。
I have revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显于他们。
They were yours.
他们本是你的。
That's why you gave it to me.
你将他们赐给我。
And you gave them to me, and they obey your word.
他们也遵守了你的道。
If you don't know his name, you won't obey his word.
要不知道他名的话，你不会听他的话。
No, no. If you don't know his name, you will not obey his word.
Yeah, 你要是不知道他的名字，你也不会遵守他的道。
Because his name is the word of God.
因为他的名就是神的道。
So in other words, if you say you believe in Jesus, you better know God's word.
如果你说你信耶稣基督，你最好要知道神的道。
You don't know God's word, you haven't believed in Jesus yet.
你如果不知道神的道，你还没有信耶稣。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
I have made your name known to them already, and I will continue to make your name known in order that the love you have for me may be in them.
我已经将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
What I'm trying to say is, if you don't know his name, you don't know that how much he loves you.
我要说的是，如果你不知道耶稣的名，你不知道他是如何的爱你，他是多么的爱你。
You know his name.
你要知道他的名。
The love that God loved the Son Jesus Christ, that love will fall upon you.
Yeah, 这神如何爱他的儿子，那么耶稣也会如何爱你们。
In order for us to experience God's love,
如果让我们能够经历神的爱，
you have to know His name.
你要知道他的名字。
You have to know His word.
你要知道他的道。
And then the Bible say,
然后圣经说，
I myself may be in them.
我也在里面，我也在他们里面。
When I in them, that means Emmanuel.
啊，以马内利。如果说我在他们里面，就是以马内利。
In order for you, To know God's will,
为了让你知道神的旨意，
you have to know His name.
你要知道他的名字。
The Bible says,
圣经说。
Scare me.
Sorry.
Bless you.
It's me, not him.
Who did it? You did it?
I did, I'm sorry. I couldn't help.
The Bible said,
圣经说,
in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, no one know the Father except the Son.
马太福音说，这个除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的人，没有人知道父。
Jesus the Son.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He knows the Father.
他知道父。
And if Jesus revealed the Heavenly Father to you, then you know the Father.
如果耶稣把神啊向你啊指示来给了你，那么你应该知道神。
Because Jesus revealed His name, revealed His word to the disciple, to the apostle.So they know the Father.
所以耶稣把他的名字和神的名字啊展啊揭示给了他的使徒，叫他们就认识神。
In order for us to know the Father,
如果让我们知道神
，we have to understand the Old Testament teaching.
我们要了解旧约的教训
，and New Testament teaching.
新约的教训
，and all the Old Testament teaching.
所有旧约的教训和新约是相符的，是一样的。把它们放在一起，你就知道神的名，你知道神的道，你知道神的旨意。耶稣说，我宣告你所做的事，我向这个教会 来宣告你的名。
He let people know who God is.
他让人们知道神是谁。
And then in verse 25,
在25节，
From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, will I fulfill my vow.
我在大会中赞美你的话是从你而来的，我要敬畏耶和华的人面前还我的愿，我要在敬畏耶和华的人面前还我的愿。
You write that down. Vow.
到写下来 ，vow.
Right beside the word vow.
写下要 vow. You
write down Psalm chapter 40, verse 7 and 8.
诗篇四十篇七八节。
Then Jesus said, Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
诗篇第七节说，那时我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
And who said that?
谁说的这些话呢？耶稣基督。
It's Jesus.
耶稣基督。Yeah.
And then he do it. He keep his vow.
他也这样。
That's the vow.
这是耶稣基督的誓言，他也这样做了。
And he fulfilled his vow before those who fear God.
他完成了他的誓言。
So brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们，
whatever vow that you make,
你不管你做了什么样的事。誓言
you better keep it.
你一定 要这个还愿，许了什么愿？
If you have no intention to keep the vow, don't make a vow.
如果 不想还愿的话，就不要许愿。
And Jesus Christ did it.
耶稣这样做了。
And then what else did he do?
他还做什么了呢？
Verse 26.
26节。
The poor will eat and be satisfied.
谦卑的人必吃得饱足。
They who seek the Lord will praise him.
寻求耶和华的人必赞美他。
May your heart lives forever.
愿你的心永远活着。
Brother and sister, you write that down.
弟兄姐妹们写下来。
Verse 26,
you write down
now.
26, 在26节旁边写下现在。
Verse 29a,
29节 A,
you write in the future.
你写未来。
The poor in the Chinese translation called the humble one.
这个 poor 如果在中国的中文的翻译是说谦卑的人。
虚心的人。
虚心的谦卑的。
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
The poor will eat and be satisfied.
那么谦卑的人他或虚心的人也会得到饱足。
吃得饱足。
吃得饱足。
You write down Gospel of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 35.
35节。
Jesus declared.
耶稣宣称说。
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will never go hungry.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Will never go hungry means you will come and eat and be satisfied.
那么必定不饿就是说你会来吃也得到满足得到饱足。
And he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
相信我的信我的永远不渴。
And I want you to write that down.
他要写下来。
Right beside.
在旁边。
Verse 26, 22, 26 in Psalm.The poor will eat and be satisfied. They who seek the Lord will praise him. And may your heart live forever. I want you to write that down.
这个二十六节。
Gospel of John.
在约翰福音。
Chapter 6.
六章。
Verse 35.
三十五节。
And 53.
和五十三节。
I read that to you.
我给大家读。
Jesus said to them,
耶稣说
I tell you the truth,
我实实在在告诉你们
unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man,
你们若不吃人子的肉
and drink his blood,
不喝人子的血
you have no life in you,
就没有生命在你们里面
when you eat his flesh and drink his blood,
当你吃他的肉喝他的血的时候
you are the humble one,
你是那谦卑的人。
And you will eat and be satisfied.
你会吃得饱足。
You not only you are the humble one.
你不但是谦卑的人。
You are the one who seek the Lord Jesus Christ.
你也是寻求耶稣基督的人。
And later on in life, you will praise him.
在你后来的人生中，你会赞美他。
And then you will say.
你会说。
You live.
你活过。
Because King David said, may your heart live forever.
因为大卫王说愿你的心永远活着。
Because he knows that.
因为他知道。
Anyone who eats the flesh of the Son of Man,
任何吃了神人子的血和肉的和人子肉的人
and drink his blood,
喝他的血的人
you will have life in you.
你就会有生命在你们里面。
Okay? If you don't eat his flesh,
如果你不吃他的肉
you don't drink his blood,
不喝他的血
you have no life in you.
你里面就没有生命。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
I tell you the truth,
我向你说真实话
unless you eat and drink,
除非你们若不吃人子的肉和人子的血
otherwise you have no life in you.
你在里面就没有生命。
Verse 54.
第五十四节。
Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life.
吃我的肉喝我血的人就有永生。
And I will raise him up at the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活。
That's why we have the Holy Communion.
这就为什么我们有圣餐。
Today.
今天是圣餐。
We're gonna eat his flesh.
我们要吃他的肉。
And drink his blood.
喝他的血。
We have life in us.
我们里面有生命。
Even though we die,
虽然我们死了
we will be resurrected.
我们也会复活。
That's what the Lord promised us.
神是这样应许我们的。
Okay, that's why the Church of Jesus Christ partake Holy Communion every month.
这就为什么神的教会每个月要进行圣餐。
They are the one who are humble one.
这是一群谦卑的人。
Poor in the spirit.
啊，虚心的人。
Not proud and arrogant.
啊，不是骄傲的人。
They seek the Lord.
他们寻求神。
And your heart lives forever.
你的心会永远。活着。
And then I will see verse 29.
我们看看29节。
All the rich of the earth will feast and worship.
地上一切丰肥的人必吃喝而敬拜。
You write that down.
大家写下来。
That's Revelation chapter 19, wedding supper of the Lamb.
这是启示录19章羔羊婚娶的筵席。
First of all,
首先
in verse 20, first of all, in verse 26,
在第二十六节
26 come first,
二十六节是首先的
partake the Holy Communion,
参加这个接受圣餐
eat his flesh, drink his blood,
吃他的肉喝他的血
then you can attend verse 29, the wedding supper of the Lamb.
然后呢，你会得到29节，就是羔羊婚娶的筵席要参加。
This is what Jesus did.
耶稣就是这样做的。
I want you to write that down.
我要大家写下。
Right beside verse 26.
在诗篇22篇26节旁边。
You go to Matthew.
到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 26,
26章
17,
17节
all the way to 30,
一直到30节
Now, Johnny Walker, come up here, you read that to me. Or you can read over there.
Okay.
Okay, stop here. Joyce, I'm going to ask you a question. When did Jesus Christ say that this is my body? When did Jesus Christ say, you drink the cup, this is my blood? On what day?
牧师问 Joyce 说，耶稣说，你喝我，吃我的肉，喝我的血，是什么时候，在哪一天？
on the Passover day.
是在月节。
So Jesus Christ, he did not die at any day. He died on the day of Passover.
那么
He is the Passover Lamb of God.
所以耶稣没有随便拣选一天去死，他是在月节那一天死的，他就是月节的羔羊。
Without the slaughter of the Passover Lamb, no Israelite can get out of Egypt. Because when Moses slaughtered the Passover Lamb, then the blood was shed and put the blood in the lintel and the frame. And the destroying angel will pass over the house of Israel. But where's the people of Egypt? They don't have any blood. The firstborn will be killed. When they realize that exactly what Moses prophesied, the firstborn of Egypt, both man and animal will be killed, then they let the people of Israel go. In other words, if Jesus Christ's blood was shed on the Passover, this is my blood, you can drink it. This is my body, this is my flesh, you can eat it. When we eat that, then all our sins will be passed over.He passed over our sin. He won't slaughter us because we are in Christ Jesus. May your heart live forever because you partake the Holy Communion on the Passover day. Remember what Jesus Christ has done for you. He did it. Right? Before he go on the cross, he established the Holy Communion.On the day of Passover. It's a new page. It's a new beginning. And then in his second coming, he's going to call your name. He's going to call my name. As long as we are wise virgins, we'll be taken up to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. Is it good stuff?我再讲，耶稣基督做了两件事情。第一件事情，在逾节的那一天，他预备这个筵席，吃完逾节，他就说：“拿起饼来说，这是我的身体；拿起杯来说，这杯里面的血是我为你流血，在十字架上。任何一个人吃我的肉。”喝我的血就是信耶稣基督的人，他虽然死了，也必定复活。为什么要复活啊？复活就是等候主耶稣基督再来，然后我们身体复活。复活的时候，我们就参加羔羊分处的筵席。So that's why, first of all, the poor will eat and satisfy. Then all the rich.Of the earth will feast the wedding supper of the Lamb. One is now, the other is in the future, in the second coming.
牧师就讲说，我们一个是现在，就是吃这个，如果喝了主的吃了主的肉，喝了主的血，就是我们就是那个信耶稣的会，虽然我们死了也会得永生，这是这个现在，就是如果我们信主之后，我们还有机会参加主羔羊的婚宴，那么就是得到永生，这也是未来啊。
So he did it, right?
所以耶稣把这事情做了，就是成了这件事，成了。Yeah.
One more thing that he did in verse 28.
他在28节还做了另外一件事情。
Verse 27. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. Because when he lift up his body, everybody turned to him and believed in him.
说地的四极都要想念耶和华。并且归顺他。
And all the families of the nation will bow down before him.
列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
For dominion belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为国权是耶和华的。
He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords.
他是管理万国的。
And he rule over the nation.
他管理万国。
And then all the rich of the earth will feast and worship God, Jesus Christ.
地上一切丰沛的人必吃喝而敬拜。
All those people who do not believe in Jesus.
那些不信主的人。
All who go down to the dust.
都会要下到尘土中。
Circle the word, go down to the dust.
在这个下到尘土这几个字把它圈起来。
You write that down.
要写下来。
22.
二十二节。
Verse.
二十二章。
7 and 8.
七八节
All who go down to the dust are all who see me and mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their head. He trusts in the Lord, let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Although he mock at Jesus. If you mock at Jesus, you better repent now. If you don't repent, you will go to hell.
所以凡看见我都嗤笑我的他们撇嘴摇头说：“他把自己交给耶，交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧？耶和华既喜悦他，就可以搭救他。所以大家一定要记住，那些嗤笑耶稣的人，你最好要悔改，否则的话，你会很难看，死得很难看。
I mock at Jesus too before I come to know Jesus.
在我认识耶稣之前，我也曾经嗤笑过耶稣。
Okay.
Yeah.
We know the consequences.
我们知道这个后果是多么的严重。
So we better turn around.
我们一定要悔改。
And then verse 29.
二十九节。
All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive. You know why they cannot keep themselves alive? Because their heart do not live forever.You know why their heart do not live forever? Because they don't partake the Holy Communion. They don't partake it, they don't confess the sins. They don't turn around.
那么地上一切丰沛的人都必吃喝而敬拜。凡下到尘土中不能存活自己性命的人都要在地上他面前下拜。为什么那些人能够下到尘土不能存活呢？是因为他们不信神，也没有领圣餐，没有信主耶稣基督。
We thank God giving us Old Testament and New Testament.
我们感谢神给我们旧约和新约。
Through the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
通过主耶稣基督的启示。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
通过他的智慧和这个启示。
We understand his work.
我们知道他的道。
We have high regard for what he has done.
我们也知道神做了什么。
That's why we serve him now.
这就是为什么我们现在服侍主。
Future generation will be told about the Lord.
未来的这个后主所行事必传于后代。
Thank God for the prophecy in the Old Testament.
谢谢神在旧约给我们的预言。
And thank God for the fulfillment in the New Testament.
也谢谢神在新约成就了神的预言。
When we read the 66 books of the whole Bible,
当我们阅读圣经66卷书的时候
,if we understand his word,
当我们知道神的道
,for sure we will, in verse 31, we will proclaim Jesus Christ's righteousness to the people yet unborn.
就像第31节所说的他们必来把他公义传给将要生的民言明这事是他所行的。
For he has done it.
因为他做了这件事。
He done that.
他已经做
了。We know what he has done.
从来没有人这样做过。
By God's grace.
按神的荣耀。
By God's grace.
因神的恩典。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵的能力大能。
Help us to know God's will.
帮助我们知道我们神的在我们生命中的意义意志。
And we keep doing it.
我们继续这样做。
Until we leave this world.
直到我们离开这个世界。
Our Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We give you thanks for giving us precious word.
我们为你赐给我们珍贵的道表示感谢。
No one knows the Father.
没有人知道父。
Except Jesus Christ and whom Jesus Christ revealed the Father to us.
除了主子以外和子所愿意指示的人。
No one knows the Son except the Father.
没人知道子，除了父以外。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
谢谢天上的父。
You call the apostle.
你呼召啊使徒。
You call the prophet.
你呼召先知。
To write down clearly what the Messiah will do.
清楚地写下了，记录了弥赛亚要做什么。
And what the Messiah will say.
弥赛亚要说什么。
So that we can put our faith, our trust in our Heavenly Father.
这样让我们能够坚信相信我们天上的父。
And help us to know your will.
帮助我们了解你的旨意。
And hide that within our heart.
让我们寄存在心里。
So that we are ready to proclaim your work and your word.
所以我们能够宣称你的话，做你的事。
Even to a people yet unborn.
甚至对那些未生的人。
Help us to pass on our understanding to our children and command them to teach their children too.
帮助我们把你的道传给我们的孩子以及他们的孩子。
And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.